This aging memory that somehow crept up on me every couple months still hadn't lost its zip. In one sense, Cartwright was a great roommate for an only child like me, because he didn't normally touch my stuff. But somebody around here was bound to pick up one of my guitars without asking. "You can play it if you want," I said, but my voice cracked. I saw the case slowly sink down until it sat on one of his sneakers. He was smiling, watching me big time.
"You're just saying that. You look like you don't want anybody touching this guitar. Why not?"
People didn't like Leo. I guessed he pried into some guys like this and stared, and it got them thinking he was gay. Not that gayness had to be a hot issue around here. There were two other gay guys in our dorm, but they were like, "Hey, I'm gay, so like, deal with it." So there wasn't much to deal with. But you could sense that Leo was struggling with something, and it made you struggle too. His watching me, it did something to my insides. I wanted to get up and hug him, something. I didn't. I just watched him back, wondering about myself, these twitches. "Maybe you're gay, Tori. Maybe you're gay, and Leo is gay, and that's what's bothering you." I couldn't think if I'd ever had a gay thought before, but all of a sudden, it was me staring at him, and he was looking away. He slowly put the guitar case down where he'd found it and stared at the wallpaper on my screen.
"What were you doing before I came in here?"
"You ask a lot of questions," I muttered, gripping the mouse in my lap. "Do people ever tell you that?"
"Yeah, all the time."
"So why do you ask so many questions then?" I watched him shrug, staring at my screen like there was something infatuating about it.
"People used to say I was weird," he said. "I used to care, but I don't anymore. People shouldn't care. People shouldn't use words like weird. Once you hit junior year, everyone's weird. That's the way I look at it."
I watched him. Something about being weird had made me switch schools. His words got a hold of something inside of me, and all of a sudden, I wasn't so terrified of him. He came toward me, and I didn't move, didn't think about what he was going to do. But he didn't touch me, and when he didn't, I gathered it was a good thing. Somehow I knew down deep inside what was up. He reminded me a lot of Chris Creed. I hadn't said more than two words to Chris Creed since I punched him out in sixth grade. But when a kid sits behind you every day since kindergarten, sits across from you in Sunday school, belongs to your pool, annoys you in Cub Scouts, and throws 1,000 balls over your head in Little League, you don't have to like him in order to love him. Sometimes I thought I would give anything to hear from Creed again. It was Chris's and Leo's similarities that were making me tingle, not anything about sex.